The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. It's time to put your money where your values lie. Break free from your big bank. Visit DuPageCU.com/join today. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah.
I got stories that'll raise the hair on your head.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I'm rather looking forward to it.
Black and Abdallah.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's Friday. You know what that is, what that means. It's Friday Night Calls. Black and Abdallah, 312-332-3776. All calls welcome. We have White Sox baseball coming up at 6:30 here on ESPN 1000. Fred Huebner will have the pregame show. The White Sox and the Rangers tonight live from Texas. The magic number, 7 for the Chicago White Sox. Dylan Cease on the mound tonight. He's 11-7 with a 4.22 ERA. So we have some White Sox baseball coming up at 6:30 here on ESPN 1000. But Black and Abdallah on a football Friday, a Friday night calls, all calls welcome at 312-332-3776 because it's our favorite night of the week. We talk to you. You ask us whatever you want. You bring up topics from out of left field. Or if you want to talk football with us, we'll talk some football as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Big weekend for the Bears. Ooh. The first home game you're going, your first home game in over a year. Nobody could go last year. The excitement, probably not as much as it could be if Justin Fields was starting, but it's a home game. It's a chance to see for Chicago to see a live football game once again. I mean, how can you not be excited to see live football once again?
Well, yeah, and it's going to be fun to be on the lakefront. I would say this, though, as we kind of turn our focus to the actual game, it's this team that the Bears are going to face off against, the Cincinnati Bengals. I think they're going to be able to score points. I think Joe Burrow, you're going to have to get after him, because if you give him time, he's going to pick apart this secondary that the Bears were kind of picked apart last week. We saw the Bears give up big plays in the secondary, and that really put the Bears offense in a hole. So I think Joe Burrow is going to be pretty tough. Joe Mixon is a good back out of the backfield. He's a weapon that can catch the football as well. And I think Cincinnati is going to score some points, Abdallah. And I think this Bears defense, if the Bears want to win this football game, the offense is going to have to score somewhere around 30. Because I think the Bengals are putting up at least 27.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope the defense plays better than they did. I think they'll be able to get to Joe Burrow better than they were able to get to Matthew Stafford and the Rams. I know this is a better Bengals offense than it was last year. Obviously, Joe Burrow back from the knee injury. They've got more weapons. Jamar Chase is now a Bengal. He had a lot of drops earlier in the game and then ended up having a decent game towards the end. So I think that they'll be able to get to him more so than they were able to get to Stafford. I also think that this defense is obviously not as good as the Rams defense, the number one defense in the NFL from last year. So they should be able to move the ball a little more. I hope to see the same sort of game plan coming out of the gates that they did last game against the Rams, running with Montgomery, setting all that stuff up. You got to establish the run. Like, everybody jokes about nagging it. Just run the damn ball. Just run the damn ball. Like, it's not hard. Just run the ball. No, it's going to be 90 degrees outside. It's going to be a nice day. You need to keep that defense on its toes. Keep the Bears defense on the sideline and not running for their lives as Joe Burrow's throwing it down the field at a 30-yard clip every 5 minutes, right? So you need to control the clock with the run like they did with the Rams, but hopefully they can turn those first downs and controlling the clock and the time possession into touchdowns and come out of there with the win.
312-332-3776, Friday night calls, all calls welcome. Larry on the south side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Larry?
Hey, you know, just two things. First, about the Bears, I thought y'all was saying something there about the White Sox. But the Bears, that dink and dunk stuff ain't going to work no more. They got to start stretching the field, you know? And as far as the White Sox, enough is enough. Quit resting, guys. Enough. We've seen this movie too many times. Like, Lopez pitching yesterday. enough is enough. Let's get these guys up in the game and just finish this thing off this week, this weekend. We got Cleveland playing the Yankees at the Yankees, and the Whites playing Texas. You got a chance to get this down to zero. Don't be resting off. Put your four line up out there now. Get it over with. Finish.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Larry, and thank you for the phone call. All calls welcome here on a Friday night. Yeah, I want to see the White Sox start playing some good baseball. I mean, that's the thing that we've kind of been looking at throughout most of the second half of this season. The Sox have been talked about as one of the best teams in baseball. I don't feel like they've been playing some of the best baseball in all of the majors in a few months. Like, it's been some time before we've gotten to the point to say, yeah, this team's playing really well right now. You know, they haven't pieced together all the different parts, from the rotation to the bullpen to the lineup and getting guys healthy and getting guys in there and then playing well. Like, that's what I'm looking for as we kind of head towards the final couple weeks of this season.
No, we talked about it before with other teams and the ability to just, like, turn it on in the postseason, and it's kind of tough in baseball. Like, you want to go in as the hottest team, right? You want to go in with your pitchers being the hottest pitchers in the game, with your bats hitting. Like, you don't want to just go in, you know, kind of playing 500 baseball or sub-500 baseball and just kind of limping into the playoffs, because this is a game of runs. Like, this, not runs like the score. Like, this is a game of, you know, you win five in a row, you lose three in a row. You take two out of the three, you lose one out of three. Like, you have to be playing your best baseball at the right time, because the best team in baseball can fall flat if they limp into the playoffs. Whereas a team in the wild card spot can, you know, make a run at a World Series because they're playing the hottest baseball right now. So you have to go in as a hot team, and that's what I hope to see from the White Sox as they, you know, play some of these lesser teams heading into the final stretch here.
Nick and Gurney, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. How
What's
are
going
you?
On, man? You
How
good?
Are you?
I'm all good. So, you know, the big key against the Bengals is basically, you know, we got to run the football more. I mean, David Montgomery, three rushes, I want to say 55 yards, and then, you know, we get like four carries by Damian Williams, and then we just kind of, once Montgomery like seems to get going, we don't really stick with them and kind of let him carry the offense. We like, oh, we got to pass, because that's what Matt Nagy does, and we really just have a hard time just keep pounding the rock with Montgomery, especially after all of the good rushing attempts that he has.
Yeah, and I thought that's definitely something, Nick, that the Bears went away from on Sunday, when you could have played a game where you continued to pound the rock, but then you also continue to mix in Justin Fields. And I feel like that gives the Bears the best option to win offensively early in the season, until Justin Fields gets his legs underneath him as a professional quarterback. But for some reason, the Bears coaching staff is refusing to play the better quarterback. It's the most asinine possible thing that we're looking at as Bears fans.
Yeah, and you take a look at it, it's like when Dalton threw that pick, I don't know if you guys saw, but Robinson was off to the right side.
Yeah.
He was matched up against Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
What do we know about Leonard Floyd? He's not a coverage linebacker. He wasn't even a pass rusher here, but that's a matchup we need to exploit. But we throw to the other side of the field, and it's just kind of confusing.
Yeah,
see,
no,
Nick, that's the problem with the offensive line being as bad as it is, where, you know, guys like Dalton, when the plus side of Dalton, as some people say, is that he gets the ball out faster than Justin Fields. Well, you don't have time to go through your progressions if you're getting the ball out faster, right? Like, you don't have time. You have two split seconds to look around and throw to somebody, because if someone's coming at your face like that, if one of the defensive linemen, if Aaron Donald's in your face, then you're just going to throw it to the first guy that you see. It was a lot of first read throws out of Andy Dalton. He probably didn't even have time to get to Allen Robinson,
guys,
his progressions.
No, that's high level stuff. That's stuff that a rookie quarterback can't handle. That's stuff that only a 9-year pro can do. The Dalton plan. Come on. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Nick. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, that's Nick and Gurney. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Here he is. Mitchell in Des Plaines. Mitchell, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Team Gemini, Team Sagittarius. I'll make this short. I know you guys are short on time, and I want to be considerate to the other callers. Number one,
that's nice of you.
There's an internal struggle going on with Nagy. There's the front side of him trying to appease the masses with regards to the press and doing all this double speaking, and it only gets him in trouble. He puts his foot in his mouth multiple times. There's an internal struggle with what I call, he's having an existential crisis. because the ideas, the strategies that he was lauded for when he first came to the Bears have not panned out. And let me ask you this, okay, guys? If Nagy was such a great coach, right, why wouldn't he want to go with Fields? There's only one reason. Because in his mind, Fields can't run his offense. Now, presently, he's actually in the term of what I call his learning, he's on a learning curve. So right now, he's all about Andy Dalton. And listen, don't be so negative on Andy Dalton. It's not Andy Dalton who's calling the plays. And by the way, how much autonomy, for those that don't know the word autonomy, the freedom does Andy Dalton have to do an audible to a different play? We don't know that. They're never going to tell you that because the Bears are not very transparent. So Nagy, on these press conferences, now that's been restricted, he's not going to tell you anything. But behind the scenes, this is where the cracks in the foundation start to show. And I will tell you this right now, folks. If the Bears lose on Sunday, do not use the scapegoat of this thing with Justin Fields. What has to be looked upon, which nobody wants to talk about, the elephant in the room, is that Nagy fell short of his expectations in terms of what he thought he was going to do. And there's no accountability. There's no accountability for Nagy, and there's no accountability for Ryan Pace. Yet, when Lovie Smith, right, went 10-6 and got fired, all of a sudden there was all this public outrage, and he went 10-6. And I'm going to leave you the following things. You've got to learn to love and love him, okay, because he was much more of an accomplished head coach than we have now. But I digress.
Yes.
I hope you guys have a great weekend.
And Mitchell, do you have a wine review for us?
I'm going to okay, I do have one, but because you're short on time, I'm going to table it till next Friday because now the seasons are changing. Okay, so I want to get something in, but I want to do it right because when I do something, the bottom line is 100%.
Yes, there it is. I'm sorry. I cut off your bottom line. Yes. Awesome stuff, Mitchell. Thank you for the phone call.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Mitchell. Mitchell and Displains. I'm Black and Abdallah. All calls welcome. Friday night calls. I just want to make sure if you want to get a wine review, we did have time for a wine review.
Is it fall? Is it summer? I mean, what are we doing here? It's going to be like 90 degrees this weekend. I want to wear a hoodie.
I'm going to take the fault here. This is my fault.
It's not your fault.
Last Friday night, totally botched the show. Last Friday night here on the program, I completely botched it.
I leave for 10 days.
Well, you know, we have phone calls. We have good question coming up. We have song of the night. I get into the second segment, and I'm like, I'm going to accomplish all of this.
Nope.
I've got 11 minutes, and I will do calls for till 8 minutes left on the clock. Then we'll get to the good question. Then we'll get to the song of the night. I've got it all charted out. Sean Davis is producing the show. He's with us tonight. I'm like, here's the plan, Sean. We get into live action. I forget all the hell that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally forget it. Complete botched. I've got Mitchell on. I have to cut Mitchell off. Oh, we're going too long. We get this call on, and then I take a call over, and then I totally ruined a good question, which hopefully we'll have time for tonight.
I mean, I don't know if I have time for the FanDuel game of the night now.
Well, would you like to? Yeah, let's get to it. The FanDuel game of the night.
I mean, you're telling me about how bad last Friday's show was, and I'm sitting here trying to accomplish tonight's show.
Well, no, I'm just saying we're being accountable.
It's time for the FanDuel game of the night, the Black and Abdallah FanDuel game of the night. It's going to be the FanDuel Black and Abdallah game of the day as we are going to go to Oklahoma and Nebraska tomorrow. We're going to go over 62.5. I have a feeling the public's going to ramp this one up a little bit tomorrow morning. So get this locked in now at 62.5 before you wake up tomorrow and you're like, oh man, it's at 64. It's at 64.5. I just want to watch a lot of points. I want to watch a lot of offense. So lock this in now. FanDuel believes that beating the spread is hard enough. So unlike other sportsbooks, FanDuel doesn't make you jump through hoops when you want to withdraw their winnings. Head to their app. Make this bet. It's the Bleck and Abdallah
FanDuel game of the night.
Of the day. Tomorrow. Still counts though.
Yeah, I really botched last week.
We got a song to do. Oh, we got a good question to do.
Oh, man.
We got more calls, maybe.
I think tonight's song of the night is either going to really make people happy or really make them upset.
Well, the one good thing about it, Chris, is that either way, it's short.
Yeah, that's true. And you'll hear it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah. ESPN 1000, and now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
Thank you to Sean Davis producing tonight's show. Download the podcast of Bleck and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. You know, if you miss any of the Song of the Night segments throughout the week, we post a podcast on Saturday mornings. Clip together all the Song of the Night segments throughout the week and post as one podcast. Check it out. Bleck and Abdallah podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. We are 8 minutes away from White Sox baseball right here on ESPN 1000. Tonight, it's the White Sox in Texas to take on the Rangers. Fred Huebner will have the pregame show. Connor McKnight and Darren Jackson will have the call of the game right here on ESPN 1000. White Sox baseball on ESPN 1000. Coming up, we have the Song of the Night and a good question. But first, we go to Joe in Villa Park. Joe, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, boys. I was just wondering, when you two lived with each other, did you guys ever bring home two women at the same time and score? Or did one of you ever have to jump on the bomb?
Dueling home games. Is that what you're asking?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we so if people don't know, we did live together in Lakeview for, what, 6.5 years in our early 20s? From, like, 23 to 29-ish?
Yeah.
It's when we lived together in Lakeview. Dueling home games is the question from Joe. All calls welcome. Friday night calls.
They all calls are certainly welcome. All questions are also welcome.
Wow, you're like, really hesitant about this.
Listen, man, I don't want to say anything inappropriate.
Well, yeah, I'm not asking for
imagine living in like a when you lived in like a dorm, same thing would happen. We lived together.
There were dueling home dates sometimes.
Sometimes we had
that did happen. Hey, Joe, did they answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, all right. Yeah, thank you, Joe. Have a great
night. I'm not going to get into detail, but yes.
All right, good. Yeah. I'm glad we established that.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I'd leave in the morning for Chauncey.
Goodbye, Adam. And I made sure that Adam's date got some breakfast.
Yeah.
All right, time for good question. Hit it, Sean. Dad, I got a question for you. Can I get an answer? Come on, everything, baby?
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt.
Before
me,
Grubhub, okay? Too.
What's your record for consecutive questions
walk down
asked?
There.
38. Dad, I got a
question for you. The Einsteins on the corner.
Yeah.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? Dad, I got a question for you.
It's our favorite segment, Good Question, where we score the hosts here at ESPN 1000. If you ask a question to a guest on the phone and they answer good or great question, you score a point. It's Ryan McGuire's favorite segment. He's the executive producer of White Sox Baseball. And in 2021, Abdallah, what does our leaderboard look like?
Waddle has 25. He's leading the way. Sylvie has 12. Hood has 11. Cap has 8.
I'm just going to throw this out there. It feels like a low-scoring year.
It is. It does. It does. Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Not a lot of time left.
Things change.
Not a lot of time
things
left.
Things change. You know, the metrics change.
Oh, okay.
The metrics
game's
change.
The game's a little different.
The
like,
game's a little different.
Defensive shifts
have
taken
away
some singles.
This is the dead ball era.
Let's guess. Here we go. Good question.
The eye test, obviously, he's really good. And he also ranks analytically in the top 3 or 4. Do you think he can win a Gold Glove this year?
Ooh, that's a good question. Now.
How many, if any at all, plays do you think Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor are going to bust out featuring Justin Fields?
Yeah, that's a great question, Carm.
So they're still one of those teams that can find that edge.
Like Rick
always says, once everybody's in on analytics, like where has your advantage gone?
Where's the advantage
you have
now?
To continue to be out ahead of it. And they seem to be one of those really smart teams that can continue to find advantages somehow.
I'm going to go ahead and put myself on the Bleck and Abdallah show. That's a great question.
I'm Michael. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot are you at Matt Nagy currently?
Shout out to Connor.
You know, that's a great question.
Len, if you had to project into the future, what does the future hold for Gavin Sheets, in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question, Tom.
Boom, there you go. Good question for this week here on Bleck and Abdallah. At the end of each week, we like to play you the good and great questions from the hosts here at ESPN 1000.
Len finding his way into
the
top three.
Len doing work.
Love it.
How about that?
Love it.
All right, it's time for the Song of the Night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
And the Song of the Night is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College football is back, and Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champs host Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa, Purdue this fall. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Tonight, we go to Slipknot. I felt the eyes of the clear the stone and Wait and Bleed from 1999.
People are going to hate this. So I'm seeing Slipknot on Sunday night at Riot Fest. I saw them when I was in high school at Ozfest, and let me tell you...
From Des Moines, right?
Yes.
Iowa's finest.
The best shows I've ever seen. Those guys are nuts, and I can't wait to see them again on Sunday night.
Are the masks still on?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They still beat the hell out of each other, too. Like, it is a fight. It is a 9-person fight for an hour and a half. It is great. Here we go.
First time playing Slipknot on ESPN 1000, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, easily. This is all the teen angst.
This is their first single, too.
This is their first single, 1999. They were nominated for a Grammy for this song. I had this demo tape. I had this on a tape, my friend. He's gonna get angry right here. This is the best part. I know Fred's loving this right now.
Oh, yeah.
Fred getting ready for White Sox baseball.
Yes. Connor,
maybe not.
This might throw Connor off tonight. He can blame us if he has a bad call.
Remember the crappy stripped-down version for the Scream 3 soundtrack?
Yes.
Where, like, he doesn't scream, he sings the whole thing?
Yeah. And all of the rock stations would play it?
Get that out of here.
Terrible.
I need angry. Parents were so scared of them.
Oh, yeah. Slipknot! Song of the... That guy's scared of it. He just walked by. Song of the Night. I wanna
rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
There you go. Your Song of the Night. All right, White Sox baseball coming up with Fred Huebner in the pregame show, the Sox and the Rangers, and then on Sunday, Abdallah, the Bears and the Bengals. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
I do. I think the Bears play a little better than they did on Sunday Night Football. Also, tomorrow, Chicago's College Tailgate, 11 a.m. We get you set for all the action. A huge day, a ton of big games. We'll be right here at 11 a.m. for Chicago's College Tailgate.
Talk to you tomorrow morning. White Sox baseball is next.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.